Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Of course, we always bring things to the table that you might find interesting and worthy of discussion. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And King Mark the First.
And there's news about Edward Snowden. We teased this one last night. Mark, you weren't on the show last night, but Daryl and I had both had this particular story, but we didn't get to it. From theatlantic.com. Now, of course, Ed Snowden, for those who don't know, is who, Mark?
Well, he's a former employee of the NSA and then a contractor of the NSA who was of the opinion the NSA was breaking the law. And subsequent court cases have proven him to be correct. So knew that the NSA was breaking the law, leaked that information out through several reporters and essentially blew the whistle on the NSA's illegal behavior, spying on Americans and foreign people, frankly, mm-hmm. too. It's like a suggestion that somehow only Americans deserve privacy.
Right. And that came out back in the summer of 2013. So it's actually been a couple years since the first Snowden revelations came out. And, of course, we know that the NSA's response to that was basically to either deny it or to kind of try to act like it wasn't as big of a deal.
It was a series of lies that kept on getting disproven. The genius of these Snowden leaks is that the journalists would leak a little bit and then watch the NSA deny it and then leak more to prove that the denials were false.
The next leak would prove what they said was false.
Right. So Snowden called them liars, and then over time they were shown to be liars and liars and liars and liars.
Right.
Now, I'm not
but
really...
But they still have their defenders.
They certainly do. And, yeah. I really don't think that I send anything through email that is going to get me in, any kind of trouble. But the fact is that people have gotten in trouble over the strangest things.
Don't know what all's illegal. You don't know the crimes that you're committing on a regular basis because there's so many of them. There's so many things that have been made illegal, so many innocuous things, or that you would consider to be innocuous.
But I don't think that's very convincing to people, oftentimes, sadly.
Because people will tell themselves, well, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Right. I'm part of the group of people that doesn't get arrested, so I'm not worried about it. And that's fine. Okay, let's work from that premise. Let me ask you, if you don't care about the Snowden leaks or you support the NSA in this, let me ask you this question. Do you want to live in a country where a secretive organization has all kinds of dirt on judges and politicians and high-level CEOs and these kind of people? Because I'm just guessing that judges, politicians, and CEOs have dirt.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Sure.
And, whoever they are, they've done something somewhere because we're all human and we've all done something. So once you have these people with blackmailable information, you have this NSA has, blackmailable information. It doesn't even have to be the entire NSA. It could be a rogue faction. Now, I don't know if there's a rogue faction within the NSA, but if there is, do you want them to have information that they're able to blackmail politicians, judges, and CEOs with? It doesn't have to be you and your worthless life sending, pictures of the kids and recipes, worthless by the standard of these CEOs, judges, and politicians. That's what they think, not what I think about you. But by their standards, they're the important folks, the beautiful people. Do you want an organization to have the dirt on them? Because
didn't the KGB keep files on party members and things like that?
They kept files on anybody they could, and they used it as blackmail, as has every other secretive organization out there.
Right. So if you support the NSA, then by proxy you should support the KGB too, right? All the other secret organizations like that?
I don't think that people that are, no, I mean, these are the folks that are support the NSA are going to be highly partisan towards the United States government. Mm. They're going to see.
It's okay when our government does it. Right?
Well, they're going to say that
doing the exact same thing.
The United States is exceptional in ways that it is a good organization compared to the KGB. You can line up all kinds of historical things that happened, you know, with the KGB. You're going to have a much more difficult time lining up with the CIA. You know, the CIA is an organization that operated differently than the KGB did. More like the good guys, but, you know, you can't call them the good guys if you start looking at everything they did. That's the problem, is what we're being asked, when we're picking between governments, we're being asked to pick between bad guys.
TheAtlantic.com tells the latest story of the latest leak. These leaks have been coming out for years now. I mean, they just keep coming. And I can't say honestly that I've been following every single one of them, so who knows what we've missed. We haven't necessarily covered all of them in great detail. But this one did come across my purview, and it's from Connor Fredersorf over at TheAtlantic.com. Consider the latest leak sourced to Edward Snowden from the perspective of his detractors. The National Security Agency's defenders, whoever they are, would have us believe that Snowden is a thief and a criminal at best. Yep. And perhaps a traitorous Russian spy. In their telling, the NSA carries out its mission lawfully, honorably, and without unduly compromising the privacy of innocents.
They're going to have a hell of a time backing that up with facts.
For that reason, well, you just keep repeating it. Right.
So that's really the thing about...
That's propaganda. You know,
that's propaganda. Repeat the same thing over and over again, and in some segment of the population will believe it. And that segment will attempt to shame the other segments.
Right.
They'll call them America haters and a variety of other epithets that are, well, frankly, not based in fact.
For that reason, they regard Snowden's actions as a wrong-headed slur campaign premised on lies and exaggerations. But their narrative now contradicts itself. The Washington Post's latest article drawing on Snowden's leaked cache of documents includes files, quote, described as useless by the analysts, but nonetheless retained, that tell the stories of love and heartbreak, illicit sexual liaisons, mental health crises, political and religious conversions, financial anxieties, and disappointed hopes. The daily lives of more than 10,000 account holders who are not targeted are cataloged and recorded nevertheless. The article goes on to describe how exactly the privacy of these innocents was violated. The NSA collected medical records sent from one family member to another, resumes from job hunters, and academic transcripts of school children. In one photo, a young girl in religious dress beams at a camera outside of a mosque. Scores of pictures show infants and toddlers in bathtubs, on swings, sprawled on their backs and kissed by their mothers. In some photos, men show off their physiques. In others, women model lingerie, leaning suggestively into a webcam, unquote. That's from the article from the Washington Post.
These are the kind of pictures I'm talking about. Not all of these pictures are of these gentlemen's wives, if you know what I mean. And you can really throw a guy's world into a tailspin if you start showing his wife these pictures. So... And I'm not supporting philandering among our politicians, CEOs, and judges. I'm just a realist that suggests that it exists. And right now, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, do you think the United States government could handle... Would you handle the, you know, the United States generally as an organization could handle it if everybody who committed some sin, who was amongst... everybody who committed some sin lost their job.
Oh, that would be terrible.
That would be everybody out of a job, right?
Yeah.
And they'd lose their spouses. You know, I mean, if these sins were enough, big enough, yeah, that'd be it.
We're not even talking about that here, Mark. We're talking about that these are innocent people whose data was snatched up by the NSA. Now, essentially, these are people who were not supposedly specifically targeted by the NSA, but their information was scooped up as well, and it is now in the possession of the Washington Post. So the article continues from The Atlantic. Have you ever emailed a photograph of your child in the bathtub? Mark, have you done this?
Emailed, yes.
I have sent them to your mother, right?
Yeah, at the very least, I've certainly posted them on Facebook.
Well, that counts too. Or yourself flexing for the camera or modeling lingerie. If so, it could be your photo that is in the Washington Post newsroom right now, where it may or may not be secure going forward.
If they don't have a file on me, they're not doing their jobs.
In one case, a woman whose private communications were collected by the NSA found herself contacted by a reporter who had read her correspondence. So the NSA
made her feel uncomfortable.
The NSA collected a bunch of data on a bunch of innocent people. Then Edward Snowden released that data to the news media. It's not secure at all. There's more coming up here. 855-453 is our number. Share your thoughts.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about Edward Snowden. You can join us here on the phones at 855-450-FREE. The latest leak releasing photos of maybe you. I don't know how many of these photos there are, but there have been a bunch of them that have been given now to the Washington Post by Edward Snowden as collected by the NSA. And it could be you, like pictures of babies in bathtubs, you know, pictures of families and kids at mosques and, you know, whatever else. Lots of pictures, people in lingerie, women in lingerie, men shirtless and posing for the camera. These personal photographs have now been released, and it's proof, as the Atlantic.com is pointing out, it's proof that the NSA was absolutely taking personal information about your life, the lives of innocent people around the world and in the United States. And there's no denying it at this point, because it's out there. The pictures have been released. It's proof. And if you want to share your thoughts with us here, you're welcome to join us. Maybe you support the NSA, just harvesting all kinds of personal information about you. You know, it's for the good of the country, right? That they'd be able to see every picture you've ever taken and read every email that you've ever written. Our toll-free number is 855.
That's the suggestion.
Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, how much time is there left on the Peacekeeper, the fundraiser that's going on?
Yeah,
right
the Indiegogo campaign. I think it's over tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
So time is running out to get behind Peacekeeper 2.0. They are looking to raise some money to release better software than Peacekeeper 1.0. And the concept behind Peacekeeper is a darn good one. It's to help send out alerts to folks who can respond to maybe a medical emergency or an abduction or maybe a fire, for instance, and send those alerts out to where your neighbors and your friends and your family members can be first responders and maybe beat 911 to the punch. Maybe be even more compassionate than the people that 911 might send out. There's all kinds of reasons why you would want your friends and your neighbors to come to your aid as opposed to some government bureaucrats.
A lot of times they're faster.
So you can go to pk.freetalklive.com to get behind the Indiegogo campaign. Of course, get the perks that usually come with those Indiegogo contributions. The new software they're hoping is going to be a powerful, bug-free system, and they're looking to do this as soon as possible. So they need your help at pk.freetalklive.com. If you want to basically show the state what protection really means, then you can go to pk.freetalklive.com and do that. So, have you ever emailed a photograph of your child in the bathtub or yourself flexing for the camera or modeling lingerie? Well, if so, that could be your photo that is in the Washington Post newsroom right now.
If you haven't done it, someone close to you has.
Very likely, yeah. Now, Snowden's defenders see these leaked files as necessary to proving that the NSA does, in fact, massively violate the private lives of people just like you by collecting and storing content, not just metadata, when they communicate digitally. They'll point out that Snowden turned those files over to journalists who promised to protect the privacy of affected individuals and followed through on that oath. What about the Snowden critics who are defending the NSA, however? Now, here's what they might have to say about that, pointing out that he has not just leaked programmatic information about government activity, but he's leaked tens of thousands of personal communications that, in government hands, are rightly subject to strict controls. They're subject to strict controls.
You can trust the government with this information that they said they didn't have in the first place.
They're subject to those strict controls precisely so that the woman in the lingerie and the kid beaming before the mosque, the men showing off their physiques, the woman whose love letters have to be collected because her boyfriend is off looking to join the Taliban, don't have to pay an unnecessarily high privacy price. Yes, the Post has kept personal identifying details from the public, and that is laudable. But Snowden did not keep personal identifying details from the Post. He basically outed thousands of people, innocent and not, and left them to the tender mercies of journalists. This itself is a huge civil liberties violation. So that would be the argument of somebody who is anti-Snowden.
Yeah, I can see it. But if we can't make the argument that this happens, then we don't. We can't avoid the consequences chances of it occurring. I mean, because there are plenty of people who would, prior to this release, happily and blithely said, you know what, they're not doing it. They said they were only collecting metadata. Mm-hmm. Before that, they didn't say they were collecting any of that at all. But you got to understand, this has been a progressive thing all along. First, they said they weren't doing this, and we said they were. You know, like, there were a lot of people making the claims that they did, but they didn't have the proof. Well, now that the proof is out, it's like, you shouldn't have put that out there. You should have put out the proof, for God's sakes. You're a civil liberties violator. Well, my God, he wouldn't have been able to do it if the government hadn't have done it in the first place and then lied about it.
So the author at The Atlantic, his name is Condor, and he continues saying that, I never thought I'd see the day. The founder of Lawfare has finally declared that a national security state employee perpetrated a huge civil liberties violation. Remember this if he ever again claims that the NSA critics can't point to a single serious abuse at the agency. Witz himself now says there's been serious abuse. And the same logic applies to Michael Hayden, you know, the former or the CIA director or whatever. And then he lists a bunch of other names of these anti-Snowden NSA defenders. So long as they insist that Snowden is a narcissistic criminal and a possible traitor, they have no choice but to admit that the NSA collected and stored intimate photos, emails, and chats belonging to totally innocent Americans and then safeguarded them so poorly. This is the NSA, the National Security Agency. They safeguarded this personal information, these photos that could be yours, so poorly that a ne'er-do-well like Snowden could copy them onto a thumb drive. They have no choice but to admit that the NSA was so bad at judging who could be trusted with this sensitive data that a possible traitor could take it all to China and Russia. Yet, those same people continue to insist that the NSA is deserving of our trust and that Americans should keep permitting it to collect and store massive amounts of sensitive data on innocent people and that adequate safeguards are in place to protect that data. You believe that, right? Obviously, they're not. Anybody apparently can get their hands on this if they work for the NSA.
Blindness to suggest that somehow, look, everybody's listening to me has worked somewhere. And when you've worked somewhere, you've seen how those offices function. Mm-hmm. There's, good people and bad people or whatever, whatever way you want to describe these folks. That's how things are at the NSA and the CIA. Yes, there are diligent, hardworking people who are probably given the wrong incentives because they're in the government, and governments don't work in the profit motive the same way that businesses do. But regardless of that, they're good people trying very hard to work within the system, and they believe in integrity and a variety of things. Maybe there's even a larger percentage of that group there, but that doesn't change the fact that human nature is selfish, and those people are going to exist, too. So to suggest somehow that the NSA, this organization that I believe is like 10 times as large as the CIA, I have to look that number up, but I recall that from the back of my mind. Let's call it larger than the CIA. Mm-hmm. It is a large governmental organization, doesn't have people in it that are bad folks, is blind. I mean, who could say that?
The NSA, here's the reality, collects and stores the full content of extremely sensitive photographs, emails, chat transcripts, and other documents belonging to Americans and possibly you. Itself a violation of the Constitution, but even if you disagree that it's illegal, there's no disputing the fact that the NSA has been proven incapable of safeguarding that data. There is not the chance that it could leak at some time in the future. It has already been taken and given to reporters. The necessary reform is clear. Unable to safeguard this data, the NSA shouldn't be allowed to collect and store it. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
More Free Talk Live now. You can join us here. Whether you want to talk about Edward Snowden and the newest revelation is that, hey, guess what? The NSA actually does have in your photos, perhaps. Maybe your chat transcripts and your emails. A bunch of them have been released to the Washington Post by Edward Snowden, proving that they're not just collecting metadata, that they actually are doing the things that he said that they were doing that they categorically have denied. I want to go with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Aldous is in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1. Go ahead, Aldous.
Hey, so there's a couple of thoughts on Snowden and these extreme revelations that have come out. The first one is, you know, the NSA, we don't even have to, first of all, there's the whole, do they have the right judgment on who to hire, you know, as far as who's going to handle the sensitive data. Edward Snowden was a subcontractor, not even of the NSA directly, and he got access to this stuff.
He worked for the NSA at one point, though. He actually left the NSA to go work for the as a contractor and then to get paid more money, basically.
But he was a subcontractor
at the time that he got
right.
this information.
That's correct.
And that's what I'm saying, is that the NSA not only doesn't know how to clear their own people, perhaps, but they are trusting this to people that aren't even in their organization. That's how widespread this information could possibly be. Now, the other thing, too, is that, of course, Snowden had to release at least some decent amount of uncensored, unredacted stuff to show exactly what was being collected. Because if there was any, if he had gone and done the censoring and redacting himself, what would then happen is that the NSA, at every step of the turn, they, anything they can deny, they will. They'll say, oh, well, see, we protect people's privacy. And,
they did.
You know, then, well, exactly. And so what happened is that he had to then show the uncensored stuff or else they would claim that they did that.
Right. They and by the way, he for one thing, to be able to get the information that he got, he took a great deal of information. He was able to get all that on a thumb drive. I think it was 150,000 pages of documents. Does that sound right to you, Ian?
I have no idea. It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's still coming out.
A lot of documentation, and in the he might have been fastidious, but he swept up a lot of stuff, and you know. He's turned that over to organizations that have apparently kept it relatively secret in the process, the stuff that they needed to keep secret. So they can't make the same claims as, like they did with Bradley Manning, that he exposed all kinds of people to death and destruction. Of course, they can't point to single one person that might be the case. Maybe to some translators or some help on the ground in these foreign countries. But, you know, that's that.
All I know is that so far my laundry and modeling shots seem to be safe. So,
So what do you think is the solution to this?
Honestly, the NSA needs to be completely overhauled, gutted, whatever you want to call it. They need reined in isn't going to do it. The organization itself is, in my opinion, corrupt to the core. Unlike you guys, I do believe in good government. However, I will agree that I don't think we've seen it in quite some time. And
I wish I knew when.
That's what I'm saying. So I would like to see some good government, and the NSA is not part of that equation.
Well,
so
to me, they only
go back to good intelligence agencies to like World War II. But at that point, you're fighting Nazis, right? You know, I mean, it's a full-on war. And during a war, I see why you need intelligence apparatus. But there are nations on the planet that make it without intelligence agencies. They're smaller, but they're also, you know, they don't have that sort of footprint that the United States does. They're not as pushy as the U.S. is. And I would like to see a nation that's like that. The problem with the U.S. is that it frankly has been at war just about all of the time. And therefore, a nation at war does need intelligence organizations. I'm suggesting we stop the wars.
Oh, absolutely. I got to tell you right now, straight out, the fact that we have gone and been so pushy, as you put it, or so arrogant as to have something like the NSA doing what it's doing is going to actually severely hurt our footprint and our standing internationally. I mean, Germany's already pissed at us. The fact is that that's not going to stop. We're going to continue upsetting people who are supposed to be our allies and have them turn against us. And eventually what it does is our desire for empire is going to kill us.
Well, first of all, I'd like to clarify, I don't have a desire for empire. I mean, you keep saying we and our, and like, I'm not involved in that. I'm not interested in being part of that we. I don't consider myself part of the government. I'm curious, though, Aldous, since you brought it up, what is good government, and when was the last time that it existed, ever?
Honest to gosh, I'm not 100% certain. I mean, I will admit that it's been some time.
Hang on, you're not certain when it existed, or you're not certain what good government is?
No, I'm not certain when it existed precisely. I can tell you that the Founding Fathers had some pretty good ideas. I think that some of them were able to be put to uses in ways that they had no intention of. And so it's one of those things where I don't know if there is such a thing as a perfect system, but I do believe that it can happen. I think that it is a case that when you are talking about human beings, sometimes it's smaller is better. I mean, this might sound weird because I do describe myself as a liberal and or even sometimes a socialist, although fairly libertarian socialist. But the fact is that I do believe that when you're looking at human beings, sometimes the larger amount of people who are putting their power into a central source, the more likely that power is going to corrupt.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I would also say that if I had to find good government, I've got a definition for it. A good government would be a group of people who are calling themselves a government who are acting on a consensual basis. Like, it's good to ask permission from people to do things for them. If you want to provide me with a service, I might be willing to pay for that service if you ask nicely. You know, if you show me, hey, we're doing a great job at clearing the roads and, you know, building the roads, and I might be willing to contribute to something like that because I value that service.
Plus, you'd like to drive on the roads.
Right, but bad government, which is what we have today and what we've had throughout my entire lifetime and throughout the entire existence of the idea of government, is where people force their vision of how society should be money down the throats of everybody, where they force people to pay for programs that they may not necessarily agree with. And to me, the difference between good and bad government is whether or not they're willing to use aggressive force on peaceful people. What do you think of that?
Somewhat. I'm somewhat there. A part of the problem is once things do get bad, as they have been, for example, infrastructure-wise with roads and bridges, you could easily say, well, that's crap. I don't want to pay for it. Problem is, if that's the case, then it's never going to get fixed.
Well, people want to go places, and people want to do business, and they want to go visit their family members, and they want to, you know, go places. So I don't think it'll be an issue getting roads built. That's not an issue at all. It's what the marketplace wants to have happen.
Roads are a very small amount of what the government spends. I mean, like, fractional. What the government spends a great deal of money on are sort of two things. The United States government. Things that blow stuff up.
Yep.
And that's a huge, tremendous amount. And I say, we cut that thing way down, and then you're going to have a lot more voluntary participation. And if we don't like the way the organization called the United States operates, then, hey, you can have another organization that provides you with the things you want. Also on things like Medicare, which is, at this point, the people who are getting Medicare, they've paid in about 25 to 30 cents on the dollar for the payments they're getting. That's a system that just doesn't work. I mean, the medical system in this country is shot by government intrusion, and it is all around the world, to the point that we don't even know what medicine costs anymore. The same thing's true with college. It seems like every time something goes wrong that the government's involved in, people say, this is capitalism's fault, and we need to have more government involved.
Aldous, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
I got to tell you one big thing when it comes to like your government's role when it comes to medicine and things like that. I actually put them firmly in collusion with the drug companies, because if you can go across the border to Canada, get the same damn medicine for a fraction, and I mean a fraction of the price that you can get it here, because here it's not legal. It's not legal to charge that little. That is crap. That is
a controlled market.
Well, it's a controlled market,
in both cases.
But it's the government acting in the favor of the drug companies.
Of course they are.
When governments try to hold down the cost of things, I mean, take a look at Hawaii when they tried to hold down the cost of fuel. That didn't work either.
That's what governments
got less fuel.
They consort with these mega corporations, and they scratch each other's backs. The mega corporations help the government guys get elected, and then the government guys help the mega corporations stay in power, and they protect them from competition. And of course, we see it in not just the area of drugs, but also in other areas like Uber and Lyft. These independent kind of contractor-based organizations that are providing services of moving people from place to place. These governments around the country are freaking out and lashing out at these innovators, and it's because they're protecting the old taxi cab company. So it works the same way whether we're talking about taxis or whether we're talking about drugs. Thanks, Aldous, for the call. There's more coming up. Share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And now we're extending our in-home trial to let you try Listen Clear risk-free for a full 45 days. With free shipping, we'll even give you free batteries for life. Call now, 1-800-956-9829. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your extended 45-day in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs? Without a radio signal or internet, just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free at 855-453. And you can share your thoughts with us on Edward Snowden. The latest Snowden leak proves the claim that the NSA has been gathering personal information, maybe about you. Maybe your personal photos you've been sending to people in emails. They're just sucking it all up like a big old vacuum cleaner. Now they're going to say that, oh, well, we're protecting your information. Don't worry. Well, wait a minute. No, you aren't, because it's already been leaked. So that's proof that you've done a shoddy job. Well, no, we're protecting it better now. Now, all of a sudden, now that we've been called on this, now we're very concerned, and don't worry, we've enabled triple encryption on our files. I mean, I'm just making, I don't know what their response is going to be to this, but I'm just trying to make it up here.
We're going to start a blue ribbon panel to address the problem of leaks here at the NSA.
We'll fire our executive and replace him with someone new.
Yeah, we'll probably fire whoever's in charge and then give somebody else that sweet, sweet government job where they get paid hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars for what they do. By the way, the federal government employees get significantly more than state and local employees do. I'm not talking about post office and military here. I'm talking about people that have the G1 through whatever jobs. That's what they're going to do, because that's what they always do. The government is the only organization that gets to fail its way to more money. I think that there are organizations where the government gets involved, right? Like, so, capitalist ventures, but free market ventures, like, you can't call anything free market, I guess. ventures that work outside of government, like GM got bailed out, and you know, there was that AIG, whatever. There's been different organizations have gotten bailed out to the government, so they've got and big banks during the bailout. They failed their way to success. The too big to fail folks, but I'm not for any of that. What the free market does is it destroys those that have old bad models and creates new better models. We're constantly getting better customer service, better products, lower prices, and that's what everybody wants. But for some reason, they believe we have to have a monopoly organization to protect us from monopoly organizations.
That doesn't follow.
Nope, sure doesn't.
Let's go to Nick, listening in Madison to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
Splendid. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Great, thanks. The reason I was calling is I was actually driving home, and I just heard a part of the conversation you were talking about how Bradley Manning didn't really expose anyone except for maybe some contractors or translators, whatever. And I just wanted to say that it kind of hurt me how flippant we were about it, because I'm a former Marine. I've worked with translators. I've been to Iraq twice. They have more courage than anyone I've ever known, because they actually left their families to work with us. And now I don't know what happened to them now that we're gone. I mean, they might have been murdered. I don't know. So I just think we need a little more respect for them, basically.
Well, I hear where you're coming from. One of the difficulties is that, do you think the world would be better if Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, would not have released that information?
Yes, I think,
So you don't think we as America needed to know about the collateral murder video? You don't think we needed to know the amount of documented deaths in Iraq that the State Department continued to lie about? You don't think we needed to know that Hillary Clinton...
I don't think we needed names. I don't think we needed names.
You can't redact all that information.
He did a dump.
He did a dump. He did a dump. He is a young... Yes. He was a young man who found some information that he knew, like, suddenly he found out his government is lying to him. He did a dump to prove that that was the case, and he didn't go through piece by piece and edit out all of that stuff, because there were it would have been physically impossible for him to do that. Now, So one of those, you have to kind of answer the question is, was the dump worth it or wasn't it? Not how could he have done it better. I mean, like, there might have been, I would agree that there were better ways to do it, but mostly ways that he couldn't have gotten caught, because I'm still for the dump.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think it's good that we know what happened. I just don't think it's good that a lot of these people were probably murdered in horrible ways once their names were...
I have an idea. Here's how
that's never been proven.
Here's how it hasn't at this point, but here's how we can avoid that in the future.
You won't prove it. There's no CSI in Iraq. They're not going to prove it. I mean, these are just gangs who go and murder people. That's what happens.
Yep. He's right about that, Ian. Here's how we avoid it in the future. Stop invading sovereign countries for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in favor of that?
No. I agree. Look. I, even though I was in Iraq, at this point, I would say going in there was wrong. I agree. I just think the way we left was wrong too, because people to die.
Yeah, there was just it's a really difficult situation when you go in and you have a crappy plan, and look at the occupation in Japan. There's people getting raped in Okinawa constantly because of the naval bases. They're still there. I mean, it's...
Oh, no, I've been in Okinawa. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen the protests, yes.
Yeah. It's, I mean, what do we do about this? The United States has 1,000 military bases in, like, 130 countries. I mean, it's going to be messy to extract from all these.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, though, when you mentioned about Okinawa, is that, I have a lot of Okinawan friends. I mean, and the thing is, a lot of the protests, it's... The thing is, we actually rent the land from Japan, and pay a very large price. So a lot of the protests, it's kind of extorting the government for more money, and we always give it to them. Some people actually hate that we're there. Some people are trying to give us money. Sometimes some people like that we're there.
There's people who make money off of it.
People think. What's that?
Yeah, there's people who do catering there that I'm sure do make a killing.
Hey, but, Nick, thanks for the call tonight.
Absolutely.
I appreciate your perspective, and thanks for sharing it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You asked what can be done about it, Mark, because odds are Barack Obama is probably not listening tonight. He's probably, even if he was listening, not going to decide to be persuaded by your statements to go ahead and shut down the 1,000 military bases around the world. So that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. You know, even if Rand Paul, your hero, gets elected, he's probably not going to do this that same thing either.
I don't know. Who knows what he's going to do?
That's true. Who knows? Because he's a liar. So how would anyone know?
I'd rather give him a shot than anybody else who's on board.
I should say he might be lying.
The question here is can you be on the side of truth and in the midst of a war have no casualties? Because that's what his complaint was, and he felt that I was being flippant. And you know, every death is a tragedy for the families that die. When we have no,
including the people internationally, right? Because those are human beings too, and they're not, just because you're from the United States doesn't make you a better human being.
Right. I'm not trying to be on the other side of the people that kill folks, but I'm not trying to be on this side of the people that kill folks, right? Like, I want to be on the side of the people that try to avoid killing folks. And that is a very difficult side to be on, because at this point, everybody's involved. If we didn't have those collateral murder videos that Bradley Manning leaked.
That was the helicopter just shooting up people.
The helicopter shooting up a news van.
Innocent people.
And killing a guy who's trying to get a child out of the way.
Right.
I mean, just, you know, and just death coming at, 50,000 bullets a minute. And, there has to be some level of account. You have to have proof. And I don't have good explanations on how to solve these problems without revealing the truth. How do you reveal the truth and not reveal the truth?
It's an ugly truth, too. And people obviously don't want that revealed. They, want to keep that behind the curtain.
Yep. And the claim that the Iraqi translators and these folks are brave people, yes. The American men and women who went over there and fought, these were brave individuals. However, they picked a side in war. And wars, by their definition, people die. I didn't pick a side. I don't want to pick a side. I'm not asking for a side. Thanks very much.
We actually both happened to, no coordination on our parts, we happened to wear anti-war T-shirts tonight. Yours says, love, not war. And it's got that sort of Ron Paul Levolution love lettering in it. Mine says, stop wars. And it's like the Star Wars logo with, is there a Darth Vader in there?
Yeah, there's a Darth Vader.
There is a Darth Vader in there. So cool stuff. And I think they both came from Freedom's Phoenix, by the way, which you can go check them out over at freedomsphoenix.com. It's a great site with lots of good information. Also, still to come here tonight, Mark, you're going to be telling us about the latest proposal in the war against smoking in New York City. It's pretty crazy. We'll get to that. But also, ExpressCoin is where you can go to get Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an amazing currency. It's decentralized, not created by any bank or any government. You can go and get it easily if you're in the U.S. or Canada at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. Do it from your smartphone with their app, or just do it straight through their website, ExpressCoin.com, and you can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll save on up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency. You'll pay no fee if you use code FTL on the first $40 over at ExpressCoin.com. That's ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL will continue. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up. Whether you want to comment on Snowden, smoking bans, anything goes. It's 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.